Thank you, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ariel from Philadelphia.
Hey, Ariel, how are you?
I'm well.
What do you do there in Philadelphia?
I actually work for the city.
Doing what?
I'm a planner and analyst for the Mayor's Office of Transportation and Utilities.
Oh, what's the big thing you're planning for Philadelphia?
I can't actually talk about that right now.
Really? It's a secret.
No, making transit service better.
Wow. Yeah, it's death. Oh. It's death ray.
You know, you shouldn't have said it. You should have let us wonder. It would have been great if, like, you know, you didn't tell us, and then, like, next year Philadelphia advanced on Baltimore and seized it. Ariel, welcome to the show. You are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Ariel's topic?
Not now, honey. I'm watching C-SPAN.
The grainy single-camera coverage of congressional hearings and author speeches on C-SPAN has not made for scintillating programming until this week. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about C-SPAN finally broadcasting must-see TV. Choose the true story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Sure.
Absolutely. Let us go. First up, let's hear from Peter Gross.
Viewers of Monday's edition of the popular C-SPAN show Book Notes were left wondering if they had accidentally tuned in to an episode of Jerry Springer. Author and historian Bennett McGuire was being interviewed about his new book, An Accidental President, The Publicly Private Life of Martin Van Buren. But when he was introduced to the assembled crowd as, quote, the nation's foremost Van Buren scholar, a derisive ha rang out from the audience. That's when author and historian Joseph Fleck walked to the front of the room, claimed he was the nation's foremost Van Buren scholar, and brandished his book, It Almost Didn't Happen, The Unlikely Presidency of Martin Van Buren. What the stunned crowd almost certainly did not know is that McGuire and Fleck had been engaged in a fierce Van Buren-based rivalry for almost 15 years. In fact, Mr. McGuire had once had to be thrown out of Mr. Fleck's book signing in Boston after showing up drunk carrying an unloaded 19th century pistol. But the rivalry finally became physical during this episode of Book Notes when, after Fleck accused McGuire of plagiarism, McGuire threw a copy of his book at Fleck, who ducked, and the book hit a member of the crowd in the head. Both Fleck and McGuire were escorted out of the hall by security, and the event was canceled. Said one bewildered audience member, "I never thought I'd say this, but I really want to know more about Martin Van Buren."
Two Martin Van Buren scholars going at it. Your next story of C-SPAN stepping it up comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Miriam Kessler of Framingham, Mass. Thought she just had insomnia. But when she turned on her TV at 3 a.m. last Friday, she decided she was losing her mind. The TV was tuned to C-SPAN 3, but instead of congressional hearings, there on the screen was a young man in a blonde wig, grass skirt, and coconut bra, dancing around with two other guys. She soon realized they were reenacting the famously corny Honey Bun number from South Pacific. Kessler did what many insomniacs do and wrote an email to C-SPAN honchos. And that's when the network found out that C-SPAN intern Caleb Kearns and his buddies had, well, taken programming into their own hands. "I thought it was kind of funny," said Kearns. "We thought we'd give C-SPAN a little taste of glee."
An impromptu musical performance late night on C-SPAN 3. And your last story of shockingly non-boring C-SPAN programming comes from Morocco.
If C-SPAN's live coverage of the Ways and Means Committee is too hot for you, then surely you're not ready for C-SPAN 2's bodice-ripping book TV. Nebbish conservative blogger Todd Seavey and wonky National Review editor Helen Riddlemeyer were clashing over political ideology when a tightly wound Seavey blurted out that Riddlemeyer, quote, was his girlfriend for a tumultuous 2 years and an expert at brutal gamesmanship. He accused the conservative Riddlemeyer of more than liberal sexual mores, of, quote, juggling multiple men, coldly playing matchmaker for one couple so she could seduce the man and hurt the woman. "When you think about it, it is pretty creepy," he declared. "What sort of evils are beyond the pale?" Turns out Seavey had seethed about Riddlemeyer in an earlier blog post, reading, "Yes, that's right, you are evil. Bet you thought being a Hitler or a Jack the Ripper would feel a lot better from being you, but it doesn't." Sounds like the guy is pretty angry.
So you're sitting at home, you're a little bored, you want to get some, you know, civic discourse. So you turn on C-SPAN and you see one of these. From Peter Gross, a discussion of Martin Van Buren that turned violent when two Martin Van Buren scholars went at it. From Kiri O'Connor, it's late at night and some interns are doing musical numbers without permission. Or from Mo Rocca, a boring book discussion with conservatives that gets tawdry when one complains of a broken heart. Which of these is the true story of C-SPAN programming?
I'm going to go with the musical in the middle of the night.
The musical in the middle of the night. You think that so few people watch C-SPAN free that these guys could get away with that?
Well, first of all, I think no one actually wants to know more about Martin Van Buren. And if I was in charge of programming in the middle of the night on C-SPAN, I too would be in grass skirts and hula-ing.
All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke with someone involved with the real story.
I suppose everyone reacts to the emotional pain of a breakup in a different way, but ranting on C-SPAN is pretty strange.
That was Helen Riddlemeyer. She's an associate editor of the National Review, and she was the woman who was accused of being a cruel heartbreaker on live C-SPAN by her ex-boyfriend. Unfortunately, Ariel, as you now know, you're also heartbroken, I assume.
Indeed.
I'm Miss Riddlemeyer, that in fact Mo had the real story. You did not win, but you earned a point for Kiri for her charming story of late night South Pacific.
And hopefully she can make that show happen.
I think that'd be great.
I would watch that.
Ariel, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when